This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial. If you have questions, you can call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. A couple things to tell you about Class Financial. First, of course, the website, classfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later on in the half hour, we'll have the Class Quiz question of the week. It's your chance to win a fantastic prize this week at a $25 gift card to Home Depot. I'll give you a clue. Just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Class Quiz question of the week comes up during the program. Joining us in studio this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Good morning, Sean.
Great to see you, CJ. How are you doing, Malia?
Great.
Great to hear from you. And we've got a lot to get to today. But before we get rolling, we mentioned the Class Quiz question of the week. And of course, we do this each and every week. Let's take a look back for those folks who are regular listeners. And let's talk about last week's Class Quiz question of the week.
Yes, we had many, many callers who called last week. So thank you, listeners. We appreciate hearing from you. And the question was, what is the penalty if you miss taking your RMD? The answer, the correct answer was, if you don't take it, there's a 50% penalty of what you were supposed to take. So thanks again for calling in, everybody.
Did you guys accept the answer? Ouch.
Yeah, Sean, you were disqualified for that answer.
Oh, darn. Today, as always, we got a lot of stuff going on, but let's start out talking a little bit about people who are you know, thinking about retirement. Maybe they haven't taken that step of sitting down and making a plan or having that conversation with somebody. Let's talk about somebody who can get help from a firm like yours. How does that work? What's the cost involved? What do people need to know?
Yeah, so real briefly, and by the way, you can go to our website, and everything I'm going to tell you is available on the website as well. But just in a nutshell here, so Class Financial has been in business for 41 years. We were founded back in 1976. We have offices in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. We're an independent retirement planning firm. We're technically what's called a hybrid firm in that we can work with people on a fee basis or help them with any of their commissionable products. But if anybody has listened for a long time, they know the heart of our organization is really being a fiduciary and working on a fee basis on behalf of our clients. We have three divisions, Kloss 360, Kloss 401k, and Kloss Investment Portfolios. If you want more information about those, again, just jump onto our website and you can see what those are all about. But the key to everything that we do is focusing on a goal, right? Focus on the goal of retirement and distribution planning. So we're very good at working with people who are planning for retirement, near retirement, or in retirement. Where we might not be so great is somebody comes and says, hey, I just want to do college savings for my kids. It's not that we don't know anything about it. We just may not be the best. Or, hey, I want to give you $50,000 and have you find the next Starbucks to double my money. Again, that's just not really what we do. Instead, we focus on building financial plans. And then finally, there is no cost to sit down with us. The first meeting, we call it the kick of the tires, is an opportunity for you to meet with us hour and a half of time at no cost to you, just to get a sense of who we are and how we operate.
Is that one of those things, too, where even if I have somebody I'm working with now, it's kind of nice just to sit down and just say, hey, here's what we're doing. Kind of compare notes. Is that an appropriate thing to do there as well?
It is. Yeah, I will say our goal is not to steal business from other financial advisors unless they're not doing a good job or not providing the services that you need. So often what will happen is people come in and they'll say, hey, I've had a good relationship with my advisor, but they don't specialize in retirement planning and they're really not giving me the answers that I need now. Mm-hmm. Right. And so there might be a fit for us to step in. Or in another circumstance, my financial advisor retired and now I'm with somebody who's young and I just don't have a good relationship with them. Can you look at this? So there's other good financial advisors in town. Sean and I were just talking about one earlier, actually. There's plenty of good financial advisors, but rather you just need to have the opportunity to kick the tires and see what else is out there.
And don't forget again that sit down, that get to know you, that first meeting. It's always complimentary. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we kind of get into some of the things like simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying, diversifying. Let's really quickly talk about kind of your role at Kloss Financial. There's a couple of analogies, really good ones that you guys like to use at Kloss.
Yes, there are. So we've used football analogies. As a matter of fact, our marketing material uses football analogy, coach and quarterback. So coach being the coach kind of gives you a strategy on what you should plan to do. The quarterback actually gets his hands dirty, right? And so we both coach and quarterback, but in some circumstances, we only coach. And so again, go to our website to see what that really means. Another analogy is, you know, the general practitioner or the family doctor who coordinates the care of other professionals. That's another analogy we've used that I think works well. If anybody's ever gone and met with a specialist, they are some brilliant people. Mm-hmm. And I work with some of these specialists, brilliant people, but they will testify they're not great at like the coordination, right? They may review your knee scope and then, you know, have no idea what's going on with your back, right? You get my point.
Sounds familiar, CJ. Right?
Yes, that's right. I had knee surgery, for those who don't know. So brilliant people are fantastic, but there needs to be some sort of coordination of the care that you're getting. And in our world, that's the coordination of your financial professionals, accountant, estate planning attorney, insurance agent, yada, yada. That's what your financial advisor should be doing for you, is coordinating that financial plan.
A couple of ways to learn more about Kloss Financial. First, the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you consultation. That first meeting, always complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. We talk a lot on this show about a couple of concepts, which is simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. Let's talk a little bit about what each of those are and help people kind of understand what those three main points are.
Yeah, Sean, and this is probably one of our mottos, I think, we're trying to incorporate every week when we talk on your show, and that's simplifying. We're actually referring to your financial holdings, oftentimes, consolidating and making sure each of those is diversified within their own types of investments. So let me back up a little bit. As we work with people who are planning for retirement, CJ just told us, you know, if you're thinking about planning for retirement, well, quite honestly, everybody I meet wants to retire someday. So the difference is who is planning to retire, making plans for that, and other ones who are just hoping it just happens by itself. So we really are intentional, and being intentional about planning for that event means that we need to take some steps. And so what we try to help our clients understand is that it really should be their mission so that their whole entire financial picture is consolidated. Looking at maybe some old jobs you used to work at years ago, and you're thinking, I don't know if I really have anything coming to me from that. Maybe there's old 401k. Maybe there was a pension. I'm not really sure. These are the loose ends that as we're approaching retirement, we really want to start, you know, getting a handle on. Having multiple advisors, again, CJ brings up a good point. If you have a great advisor that's helping you with a strategy that works for you, excellent. But if you have three or four advisors and you have conflicting strategies and nobody quite knows where the other one's at with your portfolio, that's probably not a good thing. We want to talk about diversification within your different accounts. So certainly you want a certain balance of cash or bonds or stocks, depending upon your age and your risk level. And having them at multiple places and just calling that, you know, diversification because they're at different physical locations, that's not really what we want you to have. We want to make sure that one person ideally knows your whole situation and can create a strategy and a portfolio so that eventually you can retire with something cohesive and you know it's going to be able to play out for many, many years.
Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. I'll spell it for you. That's KLAASfinancial.com. You can learn a little bit about Kloss Financial from the website. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first meeting. It's always complimentary. That kick of the tires, get to know you meeting, and you can set it up simply by giving them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll talk a little bit more with Malia and CJ about simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying, as well as take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, their office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you can find them online as well at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talked about some of the terms that we talk quite a bit on the show about. They come up, simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. Let's talk about some of those other principles to remember, some of those important things. And we talked a little bit about diversify. That is definitely one of them, isn't it?
It is. So let's just, again, we go over this probably about once a month on the show, but it's critical because still today people come in off, you know, maybe off this radio show or from a referral and functionally don't understand what diversification means. So again, diversification is the mixing of your assets between maybe stocks, bonds, U.S. stocks, international stocks, small caps, mid caps, large caps, being diversified so that if one segment of the market goes down, you don't get crushed. Okay. Or another way to think of that is, you know, and this is the concept of putting all your eggs in one basket, right? If you just bought Apple computers and suddenly, by the way, they're a pretty large organization that should be okay. But what happens if a competitor comes in and suddenly knocks them out of business? Mm. You have all your money in Apple or Enron, right? Everybody's heard these bad stories of lack of diversification. Well, but there's this misnomer of, well, CJ, I have money in my old 401k, my old 401k from two jobs ago, my new 401k with one broker, with two brokers, with three brokers, and so I'm diversified.
Ooh.
And I go, well, what are your holdings within those accounts? I don't know, right? I'm diversified. So I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. Diversification is not having your money all over the place. Diversification is having multiple holdings. So it's totally fine for you to have all of your money at Schwab, all of your money at TD Ameritrade, all of your money at Fidelity, as long as on those trading platforms you are diversified. I hope that makes sense, because this is probably the biggest misunderstanding that people have.
And with diversity too, I think some people who may, oh, I have multiple advisor, which is not what we're talking about, don't realize sometimes, let's say you have two different advisors, your money different place. You mentioned old 401ks. There's a chance you're invested in the same thing in those, depending on you mentioned some of those big names. They've got certain things to choose from. You could very easily, even though you're paying two separate advisors or two separate,
be owning the same thing.
The same
That's
stuff.
Right. Well, and I'll add to that. It's kind of like this idea. I'm not saying you shouldn't, you know, compare advisors. You absolutely should. I'm not saying you shouldn't even at times consider, you know, having a couple to see how one does against the other and eventually consolidate. All of that is fine. But it'd be the equivalent of me having two lawn care companies come out to my house. One does half of the house, the other does the other half of the house, right? And when they're both done, they get in front of each other and they argue about the type of fertilizer they're using, right? And we as a consumer are sitting there going, well, they both seem to be doing pretty well. I don't know. The lawn looks good on either side. And they're arguing about these little details. That's kind of what financial advisors will do. They'll go, well, I want ETFs. Well, I want mutual funds. Well, I want stocks. I want bonds. And you know, at the end of the day, either one's probably fine. It's just they have slightly different ways of doing things.
I do like the lawn care comparison.
You like that analogy?
Yes, it is something I think a lot of us, especially right now with our yards growing like crazy, can relate to. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have any questions, give us a call. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial office telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Another big principle we talk about is knowing your time frame. And this is a biggie, and I would assume the bigger the better when it comes to that time frame, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we can't really change what we didn't do, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. We need to move forward, but we can always teach our kids or grandkids, hopefully, what our shortcomings were. So for all of our listeners, really, we talk about the best time to start investing is today. What we sometimes see is that because we didn't plan as we should have, we have people come in and visit with us sometimes and say, you know, I'm 5 years out from retirement and I really need some good growth. And, you know, so I want to be 100% in the S&P 500. And we're like, whoa. You know, 5 years out is still, you know, a good amount of time. But we also know how the market can be fickle sometimes. And so making sure that your retirement nest egg is properly diversified, as CJ was explaining, is what's important. Looking at the idea that 5 years, there is some opportunity for some growth. But the worst thing that can happen is that you misjudge that. You try to, quote, time the market, and you have a situation where suddenly we do have a down market, and you're planning on retiring, and we're like, that's not going to happen, because we can't afford at that point to take as much risk. So if you're 20, 25, 30, 35 years old, we still have another perhaps 30 years for investing. But as we're closing into that 5-year, 7-year cycle towards retirement, we want to be very, very careful. And that's where the diversification comes in. So know your time frame. The sooner the better. We all have heard about compounding interest. We've talked about that here on the show many, many times. The sooner the better.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, they'd love to answer them for you right now. As a matter of fact, Alila jumps in. Alila, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I have a question. I have an annuity that's got a guaranteed life benefit on it. I mean, you know, if I draw it all out, it's still going to pay me for life.
Yep.
If I start taking out of it, say, at this time, and it has a death benefit there, does that death benefit keep getting less, or does it, level off at some time after I've had it for so long?
Great question. So actually, Alila, I won't be able to say for sure because each insurance company that sells these annuities can structure that differently. I've seen some, and what you're talking about, by the way, is a variable annuity with what's called an income rider. And so I've seen some where as long as there's at least a dollar left in the contract when you die, then you get the full death benefit. I've seen others where the death benefit reduces while you're drawing the income. So, you know, you have a death benefit base, you start drawing income, and every dollar of income reduces the death benefit. So I've actually seen them different ways, and unfortunately, I don't know the exact one that you have. But I wish I could give you a response. If you wanted to call in and give us more details, we could possibly help you, or maybe just go back to your agent and ask him that question.
My agent's going to discuss this with me next week, and he told me he thought it what I'm at and death benefit now stays at, but I don't think that's possible.
It is rare.
I've had the annuity since 1994.
Yeah, it is rare. You're correct. Typically, income would reduce the death benefit amount, but I've seen it. I've seen it other ways. So ask the agent.
Alila, great question there. And don't forget also, if you want to talk with the folks at Kloss Financial, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk a little bit about the alphabet soup when it comes to coverages and protections. We will do all of that next with our friends from Kloss Financial as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We mentioned that telephone number as well. Don't forget Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up in just a couple of moments from now. And you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. Before we wrap things up, though, let's talk a little bit about, I think a lot of us are familiar with letters like FDIC and SIPC. Let's talk a little bit about what those are.
Yes, let's do that. So FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, a lot of times people link this to their bank, right? And that would be correct. Hey, I have FDIC insurance on my deposits at the bank. But the question is, what are they? So FDIC is an independent agency of the U.S. government that protects the funds depositors place in banks and savings associations. The insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which is why, of course, people feel so stable about it. And then since the FDIC was established in 1933, no depositor has lost a penny of FDIC-insured funds. And that standard insurance amount still remains at about $250,000 per depositor per account ownership. So again, the accounts that are impacted by FDIC is checking, savings, money markets, CDs. It does not include funds that are in mutual funds, right? Exchange in securities that take on market risk. There's a separate type of insurance for that, and that's what's called SIPC, which Malia will talk about.
Sure. So SIPC stands for Securities Investment Protection Corporation. So hopefully we won't ask you that question, what it stands for. That's a nonprofit, non-government membership corporation. It's funded by member security broker-dealers that was created in 1970, so a little ways back. And the idea for this is that it helps restore funds to investors with assets that are in the hands of bankrupt institutions, basically troubled brokerage firms. So I think there's a misconception. People say, well, I'm used to my bank having FDIC. I see that your firm has SIPC. So that means if I lose money in the market, you're going to give me my money back, right? It's like,
yes!
No, not exactly. maybe CJ promises that. I don't
know.
But really, that's just a protection against, fraudulent activities that perhaps brokerage firms over the years, securities firms have been engaged in, and they all of a sudden go under. You would have some recourse. And so both FDIC and SIPC should give investors some confidence in that these institutions are standing behind them and the U.S. government standing behind the FDIC.
So you got FDIC and SIPC, two institutions, one governmental, one non-governmental, covering slightly different parts, but basically covering financial things in slightly different ways. Don't forget, as we're talking, and we do this show each and every week, and we podcast it as well. You can find those podcasts up at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information up on the website as well about Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's now time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works just like this. In a moment, I will ask you our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What year was the Securities Investment Protection Corporation created? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. Don't forget that number as well. Set up an appointment at Klaus Financial. It's not going to cost you anything for that first meeting. It's always complimentary. Again, the telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637, and online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, Malia. See you, CJ. This is Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.